ring stays on, it just kind of stays on.
Well, this is, it has hidden mounting screws. You have to pull the phone back to mount the screws, and you push this down, and there's a billet ring that goes around it, too.
Right on, man. Good morning, everybody. We're coming to you live. It's Friday, right here from inside the main build facility at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. I'm Tom. We all know the ladies' man, D. How you doing, Diesel? And the master, Bub, best of the best today. How you doing today, Bub?
Doing good so far, man. It is Friday. It has been a long week already. We have a lot of work that is getting done here at BEM. Everything from, as we always mention, the client rides to the celebrity rides to the SEMA builds to the small tire 405 right now. A lot of crazy work going on, but I'll tell you what, it is all top-notch stuff, and we're having a lot of fun doing it.
We're doing a little bit of episode on this one, Bub. This is the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports daily live stream, along with our number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast, Saturday, 9 to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank all of you for allowing us to be part of your lives. This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Please visit our website for, we have what, over 15,000 parts for sale, Bub? Ditto, yeah. Tire, Borla exhaust, I mean, everything, right?
Yeah, super exciting, man. We've got, I mean, all the new and latest and greatest in products and technology. Just a month and a half ago, it is all already uploaded to our site. In stock items ready to go, and they are extreme pieces. Everything from direct fit bolt-ons to universal pieces of carbon from Carbon Creations to Duraflex wide bodies to Extreme Dimensions to Watson Racing roll cages. Again, direct fit, whether it be 4-point, 6-point road cages, anything you can imagine, man. You can go on that site, place the orders, and get them within a couple days, if not overnighted.
Thank you, Bub. Very good. Miss Outlaw Boutique, for the finest in boutique accessories and apparel, the moose is loose down in Abacoa, Florida. Very successful men's night last night. If you didn't get out there, it was wonderful. 6 to 9, the girls, Robin and Layla, had the Miss Outlaw Boutique open late doing men's night with free gift wrapping and all of that great stuff. Monster Energy. Monster Energy is energy done Bubba style. The Palm Beach International Raceway, the new Palm Beach International Raceway out there, Bub. Yep. And finally, the Guinness World Record holding largest cars and coffee event held right here in South Florida, Bub, exit 71 off the Beltway.
Yep.
How about that, Bub?
Yeah, man, we've got a lot of exciting things going on. We, as everybody knows, I'm sure all around the world, it is Christmas time. It is December. Here in South Florida, it is already 80 degrees outside, so it's hard for us to get the feel of that because it's not so seasonal in Florida. You're not really dealing with, you know, climate changes and all that, although it does get super, super hot in the summertime like the rest of the world does, right? But I'll tell you what, man, it's outside, 80 degrees right now, absolutely beautiful. You can hear the Harleys passing by, the custom bikes, the custom cars. Everybody's out having fun right now, and I think we're going to the beach Christmas.
I think we are. Bub, speaking of Harleys, I would love to say hello to one of my very good friends, a business mentor and a father mentor. We all know who I'm speaking about, Bub.
Paul Sr.
Paul Sr. from Orange County Choppers. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to say hello to both Paul and his beautiful wife, Joni. They are good friends. Paul Sr. has long been a mentor of mine from a business perspective. He has long been a family mentor of mine. As I've shared with everybody, Bub, we've been doing entertainment and television for a lot of years, and you cannot believe what you see on television. I will say this, though, in a very limited capacity, the new Orange County Chopper show will be out in February. I will share with you that Mikey and Junior are together with Dad once again. Whew, that gives me chills, man. Woo-hoo-hoo. And
I don't think you were supposed to release that information.
That's yet. Okay. No, people know that. There will be other former employees of Orange County Choppers on the inaugural show. You do not want to miss it on Discovery coming February, Bub.
That's right, man. I'm looking forward to it. That was a show of a time where it was, you know, it did. It made a difference. It wasn't a stupid, ignorant, reality-based, or not so much reality, but they try to make it portray reality, right? But today's world of media is nothing more than, quite honestly, crap. And I've told directly
You've
to
told
producers.
You've told Jeff Burks, our producer, the same
thing. Straight up, like, listen, it's crap. Like, the fake stuff, the scripted stuff, the stuff that's not real, the stuff that does nothing for anyone at the end of the day, that's pointless, right? To me, I would want to sit down, whether it was like I was out at an event or maybe we were out to dinner, maybe whatever it was you were doing, when American Chopper was on, you didn't do anything other than make sure you were at home on your couch to watch that series. That's how important it was.
It
Everything
was.
From the fun of it to the creativity of it,
yes,
to
yes.
watching the guys at OCC design and build these things, from Paul Jr. putting these renderings together, coming up with stuff. And you know what? It was like true hands-on. You would talk about what you were doing. Billy Lane did it a lot when he had the Biker Build-Offs and Choppers Inc. going. All of that crazy stuff was amazing because you could learn something from every episode you got to see, where it wasn't just fake. It wasn't fake nonsense crap where you learned nothing from it, and there was like a before, a middle, and then an after, and it was done. You actually get to see the steps.
It's funny too, Bub, because just as I have always been very vocal about Senior being not only a very good friend, but also a mentor to me as a father and as a business partner, I don't think any one single person in the world has been as good a mentor to me as he has. Your mentor was actually your very close friend, Mr. Billy Lane.
That's right.
And you and he are together all the time breaking things, just like we do. But we got a lot of people from around the world. We do have about 22 million people annually that watch what we do. Good morning to Mark Hoffman, the BEM number 12 dirt track driver up there in Maryland. He would like you to please, Bub, mail him some Florida weather.
Hey, man, we could definitely try to send some love all across the world, but I'll tell you what, it is beautiful outside right now. This week was actually fairly cold. It was literally starting last Saturday, just 5 days ago, 6 days ago, was getting down into going into like the early parts of the following morning. So Saturday, rolling past midnight, going into Sunday morning, it was literally getting into like the 40s, which here is super, super freezing. I know James had some snow on the roofs on the west coast of Florida.
He did. Yes, he
crazy,
did.
Crazy, dude. Yes. Crazy, right? So much stuff going on, but I'll tell you what, man, the weather is already peaking itself back up. It's almost 80 degrees outside already this morning. It's like 11, so we are looking forward to it. We've got a huge event tomorrow that we are doing. Last night's event was great at Miss Outlaw Boutique. We had a lot of fun doing that, man. Yes. A lot of great players came out. A lot of great fans and supporters came out. MOB just rocked it over there, man. So we had a really fun time, and we're just looking forward to the weekend.
Good morning, Candace Watkins. She says good morning to the boys. Good morning to Brian Luftwaffe. Good morning, beautiful people. James, that's going in my and this Fox body. Ron Givney, ladies and gentlemen, you know Ron Givney from the former Street Isles 405 show. By the way, Senior is having some things done and with the current Street Outlaw crew. As you know, we are doing something with the former 405 Street Outlaw crew. Some of those cars are sitting right off set here. Which has the White Rhino and play Silverado Bug on. Says, look at that speaker. Is that a JLW7? Looks like a JL1000 and a 13W7 sub.
James is
badass.
I've had a lot of people us dicking around, playing around, doing our podcast. I will tell you what, we have never, ever, ever had a single person guess every item on point. So, James, 13W7, yes. V2 Series 1001, yes. So James literally guessed every component sitting here, and you can't even see the product numbers. Every one of those pieces is dead on.
And Bub,
that's pretty solid right there.
One of the things that sets you apart from anybody else in the industry today, Jody Foose, I'm not saying anything bad about Chip, we love you too, is you not only build your custom enclosures, you can build a car from the ground up, suspension, engine, interior, it doesn't matter what it is, you can do it.
He wants to get down.
This particular setup, Bub, this particular setup right here, is for one of the Miami Marlins, whose name I will not disclose.
I already did. I put it on the title.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay. So it belongs to Derek Dietrich. Derek Dietrich is number 32. You also did Willie Young, the all-pro defensive end for the Chicago Bears. He'll be here in a couple days as well. Here we have, Bub, you can't see it, but you're going to do the double D kind of overlapping each other here with his number 32 over here. This project started yesterday. You move very quickly through these projects. Let's talk a little bit about, Bub. I want to talk not only about the quality of what you build, but how about the quality of the wiring that you do as well?
So listen, man, as you can see, and I think James already knew a little bit of what was going on here. Clearly, he's done this stuff before. So I'll tell you what, when you are working with high-end quality audio systems, me personally, personal opinion, and from a professional standpoint to all our clients out there, all of our fans, JL Audio is top-notch. That some people, you know, agree, some disagree, some say there's other companies that are better. This is always my go-to. I feel like they are a very solid, reputable company. They're just south of us in Miramar, Florida, so really close for us to get all the product. We are an installer and builder for them, so I'll tell you what, man, we're getting this stuff installed into Double D's Jeep. This thing literally comes with warnings. You can be an insane hit.